Thank you, Regina. Yeah, I didn't have the mic. I pushed the wrong button. Oh, I'm coming back from a, I think it was a 9, maybe 10 day silent retreat. And I can already feel the creeping out of the heart. I feel it in my stomach and just a kind of anxious feeling. I think it comes from thinking about all the things that I need to or want to accomplish today, I've committed to. And so just for a moment, what I'd like to do is do a completion process to help me to remember who I am. And maybe it would help you too. So for just a few moments here, let's just think about what we have on our plate for the day from a 100-foot view, not getting into the minute details of them, but just kind of lay them out. And now, how would it feel right now, in this moment, if all these were already complete and totally finished? And sit in this feeling of totally complete. The song we just heard was Born Free, and this totally complete feeling for me is that Born Free. A space of peace, openness, love, joy, totally complete. Thank you. So we're here to contemplate and meditate on A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 151. It's a pretty long lesson. And I will read a few of the paragraphs first. Lesson 151. All things are echoes of the voice for God. You do not seem to doubt the world you see. You do not really question what is shown you through the body's eyes. Nor do you ask why you believe it. Even though you learned a long while since, your senses do deceive. That you believe them to the last detail which they report is even stranger. When you pause to recollect how frequently they have been faulty witnesses indeed, why would you trust them so implicitly? Why? But because of the underlying doubt, which you would hide with show of certainty. How can you judge Your judgment rests upon the witnesses that your senses offer. Yet witnesses never falser was there than this. But how else do you judge the world you see? You place pathetic faith in what your eyes and ears report. You think your fingers touch reality and close upon the truth. This is awareness that you understand and think more real than what is witnessed to by the eternal voice for God Himself. This thing the ego speaks of and would yet defend, it tells you is yourself. And you believe that this is so with stubborn certainty. Yet underneath remains the hidden doubt that what it shows you as reality with such conviction, the ego itself does not believe. It is itself alone that the ego condemns. It is within itself it sees the guilt. It is its own despair it sees in you. Yet you must learn to doubt their evidence, which will clear the way to recognize yourself, and let the voice for God alone be judge of what is worthy of your own belief. He will not tell you that your brother should be judged by what your eyes behold, nor what his body's mouth says to your ears, nor what your fingers touch reports of him. He passes by such idle witnesses, which merely bear false witness to God's Son. He recognizes only what God loves, and in the holy light of what he sees, do all the ego's dreams of what you are vanish before the splendor he beholds. Such is your resurrection, for your life is not a part of anything you see. It stands beyond the body and the world, past every witness for unholiness, within the holy, holy as itself. In everyone and everything, his voice would speak to you of nothing but your true self and your Creator, who is one with Him. So will you see the holy face of Christ in everything, and hear in everything no sound except the echoes of God's voice. All things are echoes of the voice for God. As I have been contemplating this lesson for the last few days, I look at the idea of echoes, and I think about yelling into a cave and hearing the echoes return. And as I have been watching the thoughts in meditation this week, I've noticed that the echoes or thoughts that show up are an answer to the question I've yelled into the cave. The only question I'm really ever asking is, who am I? And the ego replies to this question, which is truly impossible for it to answer truthfully. The Course says we ask the only thing in all the universe that doesn't know. We ask the ego. And so the ego mind, with each thought, answers the impossible to answer question. It's impossible because it doesn't have what it needs to answer it. All it has is to show us the past. Past thoughts, feelings, ideas, or show us an imagined future based on its version of the past. And as this lesson says, even the ego doesn't believe what it tells us. And the ego's guilt is passed on to us. And we believe the guilt is us. It says the ego's despair over being found out that it doesn't know is passed on to us as our despair. The ego is constantly answering the question with guilt and despair because we are constantly asking the question it can't answer, as we yell it into the cave. Look for yourself as a thought comes up. Isn't at the bottom of it, maybe not heard, but implied? Be honest. We're only looking to see the truth. Look and see. Isn't each thought that returns, isn't it a description of you, your world, your body, you? We yell into the cave asking ego, who am I? And the ego echoes back over and over, the only thing it can answer with, everything about the external, nothing that is true. When will we stop yelling into the cave this question? When will we stop seeking and looking for the answer? We will stop when we get the true answer, but how? The lesson says we ask the question to the truth within, the inner guru, the Holy Spirit. Here we'll find the answer. Who is it that whispers in the ear the question, "Who am I?" Who is it that leads us, guides us to the question, "Who am I?" When we decide to ask the question only of the Holy Spirit, we will lose interest in the thoughts from the ego, because we will no longer be interested in the ego's answer to the question, knowing it isn't truth. Lately, as best I can, when a thought comes up, I notice it either in the mind or in the body, and I remember I'm not interested. I know who I am. I am that same I am that Jesus talked about. And I follow that I am inward. Holy Spirit, inner guide, the inner guru, help me today to stay in awareness. To notice when I am creeping out of the heart and draw me back in. Draw me into the completion of who I am. The truth of all beings. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, just for the next few minutes, allow yourself to experience there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. We quiet the body and the mind, getting into a comfortable position. Watching the inhale and exhale, breath coming in and going out. And allow yourself to link consciousness with breath, with life, all one. Now shift your attention away from the breath and onto the awareness of your sense of being the observer of the breath. Remain the observer with detachment to what's being observed. observe the breath going on with no added thoughts. Observe the sounds without adding another thought. Passing through with no meaning. If a thought does come up while you are observing, notice it is a thought about who you are. It may be an indirect thought about you. Just notice and realize the thought is not you and not really true. And let the thought go without another thought. If you have resistance, just notice the resistance and note it's not true about you. And let the resistance go without another thought. Stay in this space of the observer, detached. Abide in the stillness that is always there. No matter where you are, what thoughts there may be, the stillness is always there. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in the space of being our true self. Namaste.